This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Yesterday morning, if you're with me, I introduced this topic called inferiority. It's something that affects so many people, feeling inferior or I'm not as good as other people. It seems that Prince Charles, for example, felt inferior to Diana. She was always the centre of attention, photographed by the press and loved by the public. Now, perhaps when you went to school, you were that shy kid standing alone in the playground, not wanting to play with anyone. You might have felt you were ugly or dressed in old or unattractive clothes. But maybe your parents couldn't afford shoes, so you convinced yourself you were no good. And I think that many people today grapple with this thing called inferiority complex. The psychologists tell us that every person who's ever lived has an inferiority complex to some degree. But if we allow our thoughts to be clogged with negative concepts about ourselves, we will suffer and we'll end up feeling useless, that we've got no abilities and no potential. Do you know that in the Bible we come across a woman with a very big inferiority complex? She was the Samaritan woman, and she was the lady who met Jesus in a story that we read in John's Gospel, chapter 4. You can have a look at it sometime. And this woman, a Samaritan woman, belonged to a despised race. In fact, they were a displaced race, despised by their neighbours, the Jews. You know, it was that every morning a Jewish man would pray, "Blessed be thou, O God, for thou hast not made me a woman." But on this hot day, we see Jesus talking to this woman at a well. And it must have been quite a shock for this Jewish rabbi, Jesus, to speak to a woman. It just didn't happen. I mean, her role in life was to wait on men. She had no permanent status or security. And a woman's life was in a mess in those days. Now, she knew it, and so did Jesus. She had particular problems. And in that hot day, Jesus came straight to the point. He said, "You've had five men, and the one you are now that you have now," he said, "is not your husband." That's John 4, 17 and 18. So obviously he knew, and in her own community she was an outcast. She was considered an evil woman, immoral woman, and that's probably why she was there alone with nobody else around her. The other women didn't want to be with her or be seen with her. But Jesus didn't condemn her or make her feel worse. She already felt inferior enough. So he talked to her quietly about life and about water. Here they were sitting at the well. And he said, "Everyone who drinks of this water," probably pointing to the well, "will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water of life that I will give them will never be thirsty. It'll become in them a spring of water gushing up into eternal life." So here was Jesus offering this woman eternal life, but she didn't quite follow. She thought he meant a location or place to worship. He told her that God is spirit, and he said we must worship in spirit and in truth. So she continued to ask the questions, and she said, "I know that the Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." That's verse 25. Now, the Samaritans, they expected a Messiah who would bring in the golden age and liberate their nation. Well, over the years, I guess people have looked for their own Messiah. The Germans expected Hitler to solve their problems. The Russians looked to Lenin and Stalin. And the Jews of Jesus' day expected a Jewish Messiah who would drive out the Romans and make Jerusalem the city that should have been. But they were wrong. And this woman realized, as what Jesus said, "I who speak to you am he. I am the Messiah." Here she was sitting in front of the true Messiah. So she couldn't believe her ears and her eyes. And the Bible says that she rushed into the town and said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" And the story goes on that many from the town that she came from believed in him, and because of the woman's testimony. So there it is, the idea that this woman who felt inferior and unwanted. Now that happened over 2,000 years ago, of course, but today maybe you're feeling like that, inferior and unwanted. Jesus offers his spirit to you to help you. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you offer new life to anyone. And Lord, we don't have to struggle through life feeling unwanted, inferior, when we know, Jesus, that you make us the people that we were ordained to be, the children of God. We thank you for this story and the new hope that you bring. And I present this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.